Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Dr. Karen Day is a chiropractor and active release technique provider, and we are excited to have her on the show today because she specializes in muscle injury and functional anatomy, focusing on restoring pain-free function. Dr. Karen, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you for coming on our show today.
Sure. No worries. Pleasure to be here.
I am a huge fan of chiropractic, and I actually go once a week. Can you tell us a little bit about what got you into becoming a chiropractor?
Absolutely. I am an athlete. I was doing martial arts competitively, and I got injured. I went to my medical doctor, and they put me on a whole bunch of medications, which doped me up and kept me from the game. I wanted to get back into it, and I met a woman, and she did chiropractic on me, and here I am.
Oh, that's great. So she convinced you just by how you were feeling. You felt better, so you decided to learn the technique and then help others.
Absolutely. And I also realized once I had done chiropractic that there was components to the technique that were missing, the muscular component were missing. So I pushed myself a little bit harder and through research on my own body and multiple different techniques, I came up with some soft tissue techniques that worked in it. Conjunction to the chiropractic work that I do.
So tell us a little bit about active release technique. What does that mean and how do you do that?
So active release technique is a soft tissue therapy. Basically what we're doing is we're applying pressure under tension onto the muscles, and then we shorten the muscle and then lengthen it. And what we're doing basically is we're improving circulation in the area, and we're also facilitating a stretch within the muscle belly. So we're working on the muscle from within the belly versus the tendons and the ligaments, the attachment points, which is usually what gets targeted when we focus on muscle work.
So is it something, I guess, is it a combination between chiropractic and massage almost?
Kind of. It's a soft tissue technique, yeah. And it can feel sometimes like a massage, but it's very different. So we're incorporating movement and pressure at the same time. So you would be moving the muscle from its shortened position. So let's just say we were working on your bicep, for example. We'd have the bicep contract, so we'd bring the elbow close together, the forearm close to the bicep, and then we'd elongate. We'd stretch. Exactly, and then we'd strain the elbow out and bring it back. Applying tension into the muscle belly itself. So you're going from the shortened position of the bicep to the lengthened position with tension, and that is an effective way to break up the scar tissue. And what happens is we have a lot of repetitive stress that develops over time. So people who are on the computer all day, for example, sitting at the computer typing, the multiple pressure points that you're putting on fingers with every button that you push, multiply that throughout the weeks and the days and the months of the year, it's a lot of repetitive stress, and it's an area that gets ignored a lot because you don't think, oh, my forearm's hurting you, until one day you press the button on the computer and you're like, wow, that hurts.
That's a really good point.
You know,
So is this something that everybody can, I guess like you're saying, everybody can benefit from it. So are there many practitioners or many chiropractors out there that do active release technique, or is it something that you specialize in particular?
There are a few of us out there. There are about 5,000 of us out there in the United States, all over.
Okay.
I think in New York City, there are about 10 or 15 of us.
So how would someone find someone like yourself that is how would someone find the 5,000 practitioners? Is there a database that someone can go to online?
So there is a website called activerelease.com, and you can type in the area of your location, and it will pop up, a whole bunch of names will pop up, and you can also look it up online. You can look up Active Release and New York City, for example, and the names of the practitioners will pop up there as well.
And where are you based?
I'm based in New York City in the Flatiron District. I work at the 1111 Wellness Institute.
Perfect. We love the 1111. So Dr. Lippman is we think he's fantastic. So you are working with the best of the best.
Yes, we're combining functional medicine with functional anatomy here.
which is, you know what, I had a chance to visit the 1111 Wellness Institute when I was in New York in the fall, and I got to meet Dr. Lippman and your team. And first of all, your offices are absolutely beautiful. So for anybody listening, if you're looking get healthier and you want to, you know, meet with some amazing practitioners, definitely look them up. We can give you their website. They're a fantastic team, and Dr. Lippman is at the forefront of it. So like you said, Dr. Karen, I mean, you really are at the head of, you're doing so much more than just practicing medicine. You're combining conventional with alternative, right? You do everything together?
Absolutely. That's exactly what we do. We combine the best of both worlds. We're trying to bring the two worlds together, so this way we can prevent any invasive invasive treatments with proactive treatments beforehand. I mean, we definitely believe that sometimes intervention is necessary, but what we try to do is prevent anything aggressive from occurring before.
I think that's the best form of medicine to practice, right? So you could prevent things, but at the same time, if you need to act on it, then you can. So, I mean, to me, that's the key to practicing medicine. And I know we've spoken to Dr. Lippman, and we both said that, you know, we believe it's the future. So so I think that's incredible what you're doing. So what are some
Absolutely.
Other things that you can help with your active release technique?
Well, in general, what I treat tons of patients with headaches, for example. I treat tons of patients with athletic-related injuries, for example, hamstring pulls, Achilles tendonitis, plantar fasciitis. What we're trying to do basically is get people back to doing their daily activities as quickly as possible. I don't want to have them keep coming back to the office. We want to get them out as quickly as possible, in and out as quickly as possible. In other words, I don't want you guys to come get treated every week if it's unnecessary. I just want to fix the injury and prevent the injury from coming back. So we're focusing more on what you guys can do on your own in order to get you back into the game. And that could be anything in life, going to the gym or going back to work or, you know, running your marathons or triathlons, whatever it is that you're doing. I've treated professional athletes to Oscar-winning actresses. So it's basically just about getting you back to doing your daily activities without being in pain. We shouldn't be in pain at any age. It doesn't matter if you're 12 years old or you're 75 years old. If you want to run, you should be able to run. If you want to walk, you should be able to walk and cycle free of pain.
No, what new research is showing anyways is that pain is equal to inflammation, and we need to
get
the inflammation down in our bodies. So
anything
that you're doing to help treat and reduce that inflammation is crucial.
Right. We combine a few different things. We combine, obviously, nutrition is a huge component, exercise, strengthening, as well as the in-house treatment. So the treatment in the office is just as important as what you're doing outside of the office to help make yourself better.
Just, you know, how many times would someone need to visit your office to help you? Because you were saying, you know, let's help them heal quickly. Mm-hmm. How many times? And obviously, it's very individualized and depending what you're treating. But in general, let's say someone is coming to get treatment. Is it, you know, a series of 5 treatments and then they're done, or is it something they're doing for an entire year? How would you envision that?
So again, just like you said, it's individually based. So it all depends on how your body deals with the pain, as how long you've had the condition for. But in general, the goal is 3 to 4 sessions.
3 to 4. Okay,
and
so that's
sometimes
not so much
it takes less. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's great news. Yeah, that's great news. And you know what? And I think for most people, that's an important point, because I think people want to feel like they're getting something done and it's being done quickly. And it's not one of those long, drawn out things that's going to take a long time. So thank you, Dr. Karen. Thank you for being on our show today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. And it was great speaking with you.
You too. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD and @NaturallySavvy. Thanks for listening. Stay well.